The website ArkansasProduction.com will host a database of filming locations from around the state and be accessible to movie producers around the world. We'll also house a database of any film crew personnel with ties to Arkansas, the hope being that Arkansas's homegrown talent here and that has left the state can find film crew work here in the natural state. Arkansas Film Commissioner Christopher Crane explains.
I would say that the productions that we want to garner are those in which we can employ our crew base and make sure that our Arkansans are constantly working. So constancy in the industry is really what we're looking for. Those television series, those things that keep us working in the field. Now, our bailiwick right now is independent film production, okay? And so when you talk about, you know, the $100 million productions, generally you have to have that bricks and mortar infrastructure that go along with it, which are sound stages, et cetera. We don't have those yet. And I say yet, because we're, you know, eventually, that is our hope, is that we have all of those pieces of the puzzle in place to truly be able to grow this industry, to make it economically viable.
The website was partially funded by the state, but it also received private funding from business leaders in central and northwest Arkansas. The collaboration is just the first fruit of the labors of the two regions, whose leaders say there's more to come, and they hope it benefits the entire state as a byproduct.
Coming out of the meeting between Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas that we held in February, we were looking for some projects and initiatives to go to work on right away. And this opportunity presented itself. It's really a funding need, that some of the resources were there. It was a economical way to really showcase the state's film and film-related assets. But it took a series of funding partners to get it to the finish line, or to get it to today, which is really the starting point. So we saw it as something that would benefit the economic growth and development of our region. But it's win-win because it helps Central Arkansas and really regions all over the state.
That's Mike Malone, president of the Northwest Arkansas Council. His Central Arkansas counterpart, Elizabeth Small, president of 50 for the Future, says expect more from the super regional approach.
The super regional idea is what we are attempting to accomplish with every endeavor that we get into. And the film industry is just the first. We will have future things that have to do with possibly transportation, education, and economic development. And we really appreciate the cooperation of both regions and how we can make this what we're calling super regional. And we no longer are competing as little areas of the state. Our state competes with so many other countries, so many other, not just states, but other countries. And it's important for us to have solidarity in a lot of things. And I think we can understand that, even though there'll always be competition, but healthy competition is good. And we'll keep our industry stronger by doing it this way.
And you'll be hearing a lot about movies in Arkansas for the next few months. Little Rock filmmaker Jeff Nichols' latest undertaking, the movie Mud, which was filmed in the Arkansas Delta, starring Reese Witherspoon and Matthew McConaughey. It debuted at the Cannes Film Festival last week and was warmly received.